Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. On this day in 1962, Telstar, the world's first communications satellite, was launched into orbit. When evening comes at Tegel Airport, there's no peace and quiet. In TXL, it's possible to start and land at a late hour, and now a new statistic shows how high the burden of noise and pollution to the neighbors is. In Reinickendorf, Pankow, and Spandau, residents cannot sleep at night or are woken up early in the morning by turbine noise. According to the study, there were 10,123 takeoffs and landings between 11 p.m. and 5:59 a.m. at the most heavily used airport in this region last year, significantly more than in previous years. Jörg Strotte, deputy leader of the SPD parliamentary group and member of parliament from Reinickendorf, stated, quote, "I think these figures are extreme." The Red-Red-Green Coalition is calling for the airport system to be amended in order to set high surcharges for late and night flights of up to 700%. It is true that the number of late and night flights was not as high as in the previous year. However, observers explain the peak value at that time, 10,305, was because Air Berlin went bankrupt in 2017, and the last weeks prior to the cessation of operations were marked by delays. This means that the number of flights shifted into the late evening and night hours was relatively high in 2017. Experts therefore recommend comparing the current values with previous years. In 2016, 9,633 late and night flights were registered in Tegel, compared with 8,862 in 2015. What very few people know is that there is no strict ban on night flights for Tegel. Airplanes are not allowed to take off and land there between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. This is the principle set by the state of Berlin. But if scheduled flights are delayed, the air traffic control can allow exceptions, which usually happens. EasyJet, Eurowings, and Laudamotion made particularly frequent use of these opportunities in 2018. Postal flights may also take place at Tegel after 11 p.m., even without permission. Last year, 488 takeoffs and landings of postal flights were registered, always after midnight. Ambulance flights are also permitted at night. In 2018, 171 aircraft movements were counted at a late hour. Also, the military, police, government, and federal police flights accounted for 173 takeoffs and landings after 10 p.m. Strotter added that the high level of noise pollution is also due to the fact that Tegel is overloaded. Planned for 8 million passengers per year, Tegel had to cope with 22 million passengers last year. The SPD, the Lefts, the Greens, and Initiatives are committed to closing Tegel right after the opening of BER, which is currently planned for October of 2020. This means that Schönefeld residents are additionally burdened. Although a ban on night flights will apply at BER, in contrast to today's Schönefeld Airport, scheduled flights will only be banned between 11:30 p.m. and 5:30 a.m. The FDP demands that Tegel continue to be run. Faction leader Sebastian Zaya remarked that with the combination of BER and Tegel, the takeoffs and landings at TXL would decrease rapidly and that one runway would suffice, adding that with a ban on night flights from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. and the ever-quieter aircraft, the background noise will also decrease. According to Zaya, residents have a right to noise protection from 2020. However, the Senate has not yet made the necessary money available in the double budget. Part of Berlin's Friedrichstrasse is expected to be car-free for a few days in September and December. On Monday, District Mayor Stefan von Dossel confirmed the corresponding concrete plans of Mitte, the Senate Traffic Administration, and local residents. As the Green politician told RBB, the shopping mile between Unter den Linden and Leipziger Straße will be closed for cars from September 6th through the 8th, even though the Sunday, which was planned to be open for sale throughout Berlin this weekend, has been banned by the courts. This is also planned for the pre-Christmas period around the second Advent, then possibly even longer than 3 days. According to plans of the Senate, shops will also be allowed to open on Sundays that weekend. In both test runs, experience will be gathered for possible further solutions in the coming years. Advocates, including Von Dussel, as well as several initiatives and other local and state politicians, associate two goals with the Friedrichstrasse project. On the one hand, and this is the focus, it could be a step towards a car-free city and cleaner air. On the other hand, there is hope among some that trade will be boosted in the recently crisis-ridden shopping mile, where luxury boutiques are just as much a part of the picture as empty shops. Here, however, not least traders themselves are skeptical. This year's action can only be the beginning, as Von Dussel further announced a so-called traffic experiment is expected to take place in May of next year. The aim is then to establish a more precise and, quote, legally binding approach, which would result in a longer closure of Friedrichstrasse in terms of traffic flows and accident frequency, among other things. One of the most expensive lawns in Berlin may be entered again in a few weeks. Christian Zilke from the district office Mitte told the German press agency that until July 31st, the Platz der Republik will remain closed in front of the Reichstag so that the new lawn can continue to grow in well, stating, quote, without the barrier, the lawn would quickly be destroyed again due to heavy use. According to Zilke, there is still some work to be done. The lawn in front of the Reichstag had to be renewed over and over again in the past years. The district spends around 50,000 euros a year on it. A further 25,000 euros per year is spent on hedge trimming. Since 2016, the Bundestag has contributed 15,000 euros to annual hedge pruning and 20,000 euros to the regeneration of the lawn. Further costs of up to 800 euros per year are thus incurred for new sprinkler nozzles, which are repeatedly destroyed deliberately. Since the end of January, the almost 5-hectare green area had been closed because the irrigation system had to be renewed alongside it. Planned total costs of around 225,000 euros. The lawn had suffered from last summer's drought, and the irrigation system had been defective. The youth councillor of Marzahn-Hellersdorf, Gordon Lem of the SPD, is warning in a Facebook post about increased consumption of ecstasy pills among children and young people. Lem wrote in his post he published on Monday evening, quote, for some time now, we've noticed an increased use of the drug ecstasy in the district, adding that children between the ages of 11 and a half and 14 are affected, and that consumption is increasing among girls. The district councillor further explained that some of these pills are now sold for 1.50 euro to 3 euros, and that they are high dose, genuine, and increasingly circulating among teenagers. The drugs had been found for 3 to 4 months in children and adolescents in Marzahn-Hellersdorf. Lem warns parents and is asking them to talk to their children about the dangers of drug use. Lem added, quote, although ecstasy is a popular party drug, it does have serious side effects, especially in children and adolescents. The district council remarked that police, schools, as well as district youth and health authorities have already been notified of this information. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.